It's good to see everyone here again this afternoon. I can tell you it's hard enough being able to come up on a Sunday afternoon to give a lesson with everybody's bellies full and some of those who had a little bit of a nap but maybe didn't get it finished, or those who didn't have the opportunity to get a nap. I know whenever I do have a day off, 2:30, 3 o'clock is prime time for a little bit of shut-eye. But it's even harder whenever you have to follow a lesson like we had this morning. I want to commend Brother Brian once again on the lesson that he gave. He does a great job of bringing different perspectives to stories and characters that we've heard about for many years, but maybe just didn't really stop and dissect all of the meaning that you could find. And once again, just want to commend him on such a great job. For this afternoon, if you'd like to turn with me in your songbooks to page number 254, one thing that I really enjoyed about our themes that we have every month is really getting to learn things that normally you wouldn't. And one of the things I really enjoyed one month that we had is where we took some of the songs that we were very familiar with, songs that we've heard ever since we were very young, and really kind of dove into some of the meaning and what was behind the verses or what was behind some of the lyrics that created these hymns and these songs. So, of course, obviously this evening the title of my lesson is Work for the Night is Coming. We'll begin with John chapter 9, verse 4, as one of the references given in our songbooks. The Bible tells us, it says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Also, in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, it says, But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. So for a short time, we're going to discuss, we're going to go over the lyrics of this song, and we're going to talk a little bit about what some of the verses mean, and go from there, and I feel that something will be said that is beneficial to us as a congregation. It may give us a better understanding and appreciation for the song when we may sing it again. But at this time, we do have the opportunity to go to God in prayer, and we would ask that the ones elected would lead us at this time. Now, we know that there are times in life when we may get wrapped up in the trivial, where we may settle into that routine of the day-to-day, somewhat feel like maybe every day we wake up and everything's just kind of on autopilot. Wake up, do your daily grind, go to sleep, and repeat. We become complacent in the rut of our schedules, events, and other things going on. Some maybe even to the point where we become less and less concerned with completing daily tasks, because we may have the idea that what we don't finish today, it'll be there tomorrow. And that's actually a term that I hear among my workplace lately quite often. Hey, whatever you don't finish today, don't worry, it'll be there for you tomorrow. But the truth of the matter is, we're not promised tomorrow. And there are tasks or things that we need to keep tabs on. And one of the main reasons we find a sense of urgency in the scriptures of the work that we are to accomplish here is because there will come a time when our time here is up. James chapter 4, verse 14, it says, Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Because there will be a time where we will no longer have the ability to do anything. As my teacher would say at the end of a test, as we were rushing to finish, she would often say, pencils down, time's up. But we are in the same situation when it comes to God and our work here on this earth. Just as Jesus said to Joseph and Mary in Jerusalem when he was a boy in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, we must be about our Father's business. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 6 through 13, it says, at midnight the cry rang out, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out. No, they replied, there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. It's true, the Lord's going to come back someday. And as day by day goes by, we as a society, we as a congregation, we as individuals may feel that his coming is getting closer and closer. And there is work to be done. And we cannot be caught being idle. In our songbooks on page 254, the song that we just sang, titled Work for the Night is Coming, is in a way something for us to keep in mind. In verse 1, it says, work, for the night is coming. Work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Work amid springing flowers. Work when the day grows brighter. Work in the glowing sun. Work, for the night is coming, when man's work is done. Now, if you ask anyone that's had their fair share of outside labor in West Texas, they're going to tell you the best time to get started and the most productive time to work is usually early in the morning. You may ask yourself why. Well, it's pretty obvious, because that's usually when it's the most cool. And if you wait too long, you waste the better part of the day. So reading this verse, I mean, also kind of makes me think, because I've always been told I have a pretty active imagination. But as I think about kind of what was going on and maybe what the person was thinking as they wrote this song, it kind of makes me think of those early years of young people that have just been converted. The time when they are new babes in Christ and the early development of their knowledge of God's Word, and as they discover their talents that they may have in the example that they'll leave in this world. I think of them working to the best, to be the best Christian that they can be, full of zeal and this new feeling of purpose they may feel having been baptized in the church and being baptized into Christ. Almost like springing flowers, if you will, mentioned in the song. If you can try and go back and really connect with that feeling that you had when you were first converted, for those that may have been converted at an early age, it's a wonderful feeling that we should all have. And it's a feeling that, in a way, we should somewhat feel waking up to a new day. And we are blessed with another day of God's creation. We should appreciate every new day that we are granted and start every morning with a sense of purpose, but also maybe with a sense of urgency, because the night is coming. Like the Great Commission found in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, when Jesus told the apostles and said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We should have a sense of urgency, and we should be thankful for every day that we are given. Oftentimes I can say, and I said it many times, oftentimes I preach to myself and everyone just gets to listen. I can tell you, sometimes waking up in the morning, it's difficult for me to get out of my own way. I drag my feet. I may grumble at myself, but it's still a blessing that we were able to get up. Moving on to verse 2, it says, work for the night is coming, work through the sunny noon. Fill brightest hours with labor, rest comes sure and soon. Give every flying minute something to keep in store. Work for the night is coming, when man works no more. Now, as we go through this life, as we experience new things, we obtain more knowledge and we obtain more experience because we've seen quite a bit. People tend to become more confident in knowing how to handle issues as they may arise, and they also become more confident in knowing themselves, knowing their strengths, knowing their limitations, and so on. Some may say that they become more battle-worn by having dealt with the tribulations and the trials that this world may throw at us. But even through this, we are to be at work. Hearing this verse, I kind of think about those individuals that may have reached the midpoint of their lives here in this life and on this earth. They've become more established. Those Christians that are now in adulthood that have acquired more knowledge spiritually and with God's Word and have had more experience with sharing His Word. They've studied and developed their Christian living. As the song says, work through the sunny noon and fill brightest hours with labor. We are to still be about our Father's business. The middle of the day can be some of the hottest and most grueling hours, and that sun may beat our brow, but there is still work to be done. And as the song mentions, if we can give every flying minute, we know that rest will come sure and soon. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12 says, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. Also in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. We are not placed here on this earth by chance. We are not placed here to aimlessly walk the earth until our lives are over and they place us in the ground, as some in the world may think. We have purpose, and it's a wonderful calling. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16 says, and do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Part of our work here isn't just spreading God's word, but also glorifying His name by the example we lead and the example we give. By our good deeds, by the words we say, doing what's right in times where the majority would not. Midday. As said before, this time where the work can be grueling, but it's time to keep to the grindstone. We must be unyielding. We must be unwavering. We must remain steadfast. By the strength of our back and by the sweat of our brow, we must not let up on walking the way of the righteous path and bringing others to Christ as much as we possibly can. The Scriptures tell us that we are to be a light unto the world. We are to be a light that strikes back against darkness. We are to oppose evil. We are to oppose those who would work the will against God's will. We are to help bring others to the light. The last verse 3. Work for the night is coming under the sunset skies. While their bright tents are glowing, work, for daylight flies. Work till the last beam fadeth to shine no more. Work while the night is darkening, when man's work is o'er. It's kind of an unusual thing There's going to come a time in our lives where things will be slowing down a bit for us. But at the same time, things will be speeding up. We ourselves may slow down, but it seems like the hours in the day speed up. Days grow shorter, while our trips down the hallway may be longer, maybe a little bit longer to get up and sit down and so on and so forth. Some of you may already be at that point in y'all's life where the big hustle and bustle of the everyday rat race is behind you. At this point, many of you have children that have been raised up to adulthood and they have gone on to make families of their own. Maybe things move a little slower because you may move a little slower. We have to wait until this joint clicks or that knee pops. We may not see as many people or come in contact with others as we did before because we seem to be more stationary. But the night is coming, and there is still work that can be done. As the sun begins to set over the lives of our elder Christians in this life, the example that they have set for others in the church is immeasurable. Because of them, God's word has reached hundreds of thousands of people the world over, whether directly or indirectly. Because of them, the generations to come have been assisted in being reared up in the admonition of the Lord. And it's a wonderful blessing to have our elder brothers and sisters in Christ. As you take inventory of all the experiences you've had in your Christian life, know without a doubt that as you continue to walk the righteous path, your prime is in no way behind you. Your prime is yet to come. And it is among you. God's promise is still just as good as it was when He made it. What an amazing eternal life to look forward to if we can remain faithful. As the song verse says, we must work until the last beam fadeth. Fadeth to shine no more. Work while the night is darkening until the work is over. As Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, it would be a great thing to say, as Paul said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all those who have loved His appearing. At this time, we do want to offer an invitation to any of those who would like to step out on the promises of God, or for any of those who wish to receive the prayers of the church. Whatever the case may be, we would ask that you please come as we stand and sing the song.